Ladies and gentlemen, the man bringing in the good news is Pat Vigano. Good morning, Pat.
Morning. What is your temperature?
56.
What are you doing? Putting lighting a fire?
That's what it says.
I have 48. I don't know how you have 56.
Well, because I've been talking for an hour,
Maybe. I'm looking at my two weather stations, both reporting 48. And we're going to have to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you have to understand, my temperature is coming off the top of Sharon Mountain.
I understand that.
Could there be an inversion?
I don't know. Right now, I am going to look at the current observations from around the area and see whether or not there is something up here. Okay, it's 54 at Bradley.
There you go.
54 Bradley. Poughkeepsie is coming in at 45. Pittsfield, up in the Berkshires, coming in at 46. So let's look at Bridgeport. Bridgeport's coming in at 48. So for some reason,
there's a little
got cloud cover, and that's kept the temperature up.
Yeah. And of course, because I'm speaking, the wind blows west to east, so the hot air that I'm blowing out would go over towards Bradley.
Yeah, that's why this whole week has been warm, because the wind has been coming from Washington, D.C.
Well, anyway.
Before we get to that, partly sunny Indian summer light today. Partly sunny, so it's not going to be, perfect blue skies from start to finish, but nice, 70. Clear tonight, mid-40s. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, low 70s, and sunny Monday, 70. The next chance of any measurable rain, not before Tuesday night or Wednesday. So this is definitely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather. And take advantage of it. At this time of the year, you never know how long it lasts. We are watching Ada, which is over the Central American coast. Still expected to hit to Cuba, South Florida, late weekend as a tropical storm, maybe even a minimal hurricane. And after that, that's where it gets sketchy. No one really knows. Some modeling want to bring it up, into the southern Appalachians and then just make it a rainstorm. Others are saying, no, it's going to meander back into the Gulf and go south. So we'll just wait and watch and see what happens with that. It certainly isn't too ominous right now. So that's a good thing.
Rob Reamer, a good friend of mine, who we argue about politics all the time, but we're old fashioned. We can be good friends and argue. He has 56 degrees at his place too. So.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's got to be because of the cloud cover.
Yeah.
Where it's clear, it's in the 40s. Where it's cloudy, it's in the 50s. The clouds at any time of the year will hold the temperature down at the ground and hold it in. It acts like a blanket. And that's why there's some of those winter nights where during the day it's in the 20s. If it were to clear, it would be in the single numbers. But if it stays cloudy, it only falls into the teens. So it could be an advantage, especially in the wintertime. In the summertime, it's a disadvantage because that means it doesn't cool down at night and it stays very warm. So there's your answer to that. Now, I have to ask another question. I noticed again this morning that there's a big discrepancy in electoral votes between people like Associated Press and CNN.
And Fox. Yeah. Here's what happened. Fox and CNN. Fox and the Associated Press both have called Arizona for Joe Biden. They're the only two that have done that. So that's the difference in the discrepancy in the numbers.
So that's why I see a difference between 264 and 253.
That's right. So both Fox and the Associated Press have called Arizona for Biden. Nobody else has that because there's still a lot of votes to come in. So that's the discrepancy you see there. And having Fox call that state early really angered the president because, of course, he used that. That's his outlet to that audience.
Right, exactly. And here's the other thing. I'm looking at Associated Press right now because, they update throughout the day. Uh-huh. And they said that this was last updated live at 6:52. And they have Arizona, with Biden, but they have light blue for Nevada and Georgia. Now,
Georgia turned blue at when I got up this morning and I put the TV on. The first thing I saw as they did the announcement that Georgia, Biden had now gotten into the lead in Georgia. So light blue means that if it's light blue, that means the Democratic candidate is leading in that state, but it's not called. If it's light pink, that means the Republican candidate is leading in that state, but it's not called.
So it's light blue in Georgia and Nevada.
And what do they have on Arizona?
Arizona dark blue.
See, mostly everybody else has that on at light blue.
Right, they have it as dark blue, so they're calling it, and that's why they're giving him, 264 electoral votes. But here's the interesting thing: in Georgia, they're saying 99%.
Yeah, but
there's still
I think 15,000 votes have got to go.
So they're waiting till everyone is counted.
Well, they're waiting until the lead is large enough where the lead is larger than what you could win back. That's the way they do calls.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Okay, so you cleared it up. That's the reason, because when you look at the amount of votes in Georgia, it's Biden 2449. And Trump 2448.
Yeah, it just switched. It's close. But here's the whole thing: if Georgia stays Democratic under Biden, Donald Trump cannot get the 270 votes. He can't electoral college votes.
So does that mean that Biden automatically wins?
Well, it means that he would be the president elect. But Georgia has to stay blue. Georgia has to be called and give and actually. Won by Biden. If that happens, the way the trend's going in Pennsylvania, Biden's going to win Pennsylvania as well. So that'll seal the deal. But right now, the only thing that we know for sure that if Georgia stays in Biden's column, he cannot get to 270. He cannot.
Right. They were saying last night that if he won. If President Trump won Pennsylvania, he would also need North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona and or Nevada.
Yeah, so it right now, you know,
it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good if you're the president, and you just have to be patient if you're Joe Biden and the Democrats. So
and that's the end of that. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. Well, so that's the end of that. And what am I doing? We'll go to a more pleasant topic. I am happy to announce, you know, for a change, good news. You know what I mean? Instead of always, you know, between the elections and COVID, good news. I was elated that I was able to sign up one of my favorite TV series last evening that will be starting up. They're going to be filming starting next week. And they're running through August. It's a long term. My favorite series on Netflix, and I'm sure you've heard of it, and our listeners have heard it. I heard of it. Ozark, season 4.
Oh, wow. So you got them as clients.
Yes.
Terrific.
And I was so happy.
That'll probably lead to more network clients for you as well from Netflix.
I'm hoping. They're very, very, what's the word? They're paranoid. They said, Pat, what happens, that we're going with you for 9 months. And usually what they do is they pay us up front.
Yeah.
What happens if, God forbid, COVID strikes and they shut us down and they stop? What happens? I said, you have a choice. We can either refund the unused portion of the fee, or you could put it on hold. And hopefully when you return and resume, we'll pick it up right there. They said, okay, fine. So they were very worried about that because they are shooting in Georgia.
Yeah. And what we do with people here, what we do during the pandemic is if for some reason the pandemic, the government forces businesses to really curtail, we stop charging them and we leave them on the air anyway. And then once they can go to full thing then we start charging an underwriter fee again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's the only way to work it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be decent to them. You have to be decent. Yeah,
exactly.
They support you, so you try to help and support them. It's just this
right.
Is what you
and
do.
I absolutely love the series. You know, I've watched the entire series, and I absolutely love it. And I can't wait for it to return. But think about it: if they're not going to be through until August, there is no way you're going to be seeing Ozark before next fall.
Well, yeah, I wish you become the meteorologist for
not Utopia.
Utopia Spence. I love that show. First season's over. What a creepy show. For the Mandalorian, that one, that Disney one. I love that show.
We don't get many Disney, I have to tell you that. Maybe because they employ their own. I don't know. But one of the series that I've been watching that really is pretty cool is Ratched. The Nurse Ratched.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Netflix. It is really. I know most of my friends have already, seen the whole first season. I haven't gotten through the first season yet.
Well, I've learned now. I don't blow through them anymore. I don't do any more binge watching. I think with what's going on with politics and stuff like that, now pace myself so I have something to watch every day that's new. I used to blow through them, but now I don't. I don't.
Okay.
Well, Pat, we have to blow through this because you have to go. But I want you to have a good weekend.
I want you to enjoy it. Everybody be safe, and I'll see you Monday.
And keep your eyes to the sky.
You got it.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.